is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 20 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Cody Tucker joining me now from 7220sports.com. Cody, for Wyoming, man, rough loss last night, but then you get the story that you posted up yesterday about Jeff Linder and, being there for his ill father. It has just been a tough, tough season for Coach Linder for this entire Cowboys program.
Hasn't it ever, man? I mean, even a couple more of his assistants have had to miss times because of various health things and deaths in their family. I mean, literally, Xavier Dussel is the only Wyoming Cowboy to appear in every single game this year, whether that's wow. coaching staff or players. So it's just what can you do at this point? I mean, obviously, our thoughts are with Jeff Linder and his family, but when it comes to the basketball side of things, I mean, my goodness, you just can't even make this stuff up.
No, and again, the basketball secondary, as you kind of alluded to there, but what are you hearing as far as that game coming up, what is that, Friday, between mm-hmm. CSU? Do you think Coach Linder will be on hand for that one?
We really have no idea. I know Jeff is obviously down in Colorado. He's from the Denver area, so he's down there with his dad. And I don't know. I'm not sure. We haven't really heard anything on that front. It was kind of a last-second thing because Jeff did talk to the media the day before the Utah State game. So this must have been a pretty quick thing or something that went south in a hurry. Hate to speculate, but we just really don't know. Ken DeWeese, though, luckily, he coached last night, and Jeff Linder gets fired up here and there, maybe gets kicked out of a game or two. So DeWeese actually has three games under his belt at Wyoming.
Yeah,
it's replacing Jeff Linder.
Yeah, assistant head coach for Coach Linder is not a bad gig, man. There's a chance you're going to get in at some point because of the techs.
Yeah, that's what's kind of sad this year, Brady. I think he's only been teched once, and you would think with all the things that have gone wrong, he would have been booted out of 10, 11 games by now.
Man, it's just been, again, so much turmoil for Wyoming, CSU too. I mean, at the beginning of the season, Cody, I circled, February 24th. I was like, that's gonna be a good game. CSU will probably be, flirting with the top five spot in the Mountain West Conference, and Wyoming will probably be at the top, maybe even competing for that number one seed in the conference tournament. But here we are. Both teams have had a rough season. Both teams at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to the conference.
Oh, it's crazy, man. It's so crazy to think about. Obviously up here we always have that CSU game circled, especially the one in Fort Collins. And then, it's funny, every time I look at Wyoming's schedule, I think of how I used to have March 4th circled. Wyoming will be closing out the regular season at San Diego State. And just at the beginning of the year, thought, man, we got to get to San Diego for that. I mean, that could be for all the marbles right before the Mountain West tournament. And it's just a shame what's happened. And, what's kind of good, though, Brady, is these teams, obviously CSU just got to win. But, it's kind of good that there's a rivalry game right now. And it's going to be intense either way. And it kind of refocuses both teams, you would imagine, especially Wyoming. I know Xavier Dussel talked about that last night, that, the border war couldn't be coming at a better time after dropping a couple of heartbreakers. They're just ready to, put it all out there and compete in that arena and in front of some rowdy fans, they're hoping.
Yeah, Cody Tucker joining us from 7220sports.com. Cody, what are you hearing on the more – I mean, there's always something new when it comes to conference realignment chatter, but San Diego State potentially going to the Pac-12. What are you hearing on that side?
Oh, man, just – probably reading a lot of the same stuff you are when it comes to that. Haven't had a chance to talk to Wyoming Athletic Director Tom Berman, and even if I did, I don't know if he'd be talking much about that. But, I don't know. I guess it always made sense to me. San Diego State's always been a sleeping giant in this conference. Obviously, they're in a great market. Now they don't even compete with the Chargers when it comes to, eyeballs and being the only football team in San Diego. So, brand-new stadium. Obviously, that football drives the bus, but obviously their basketball program's done some incredible things over the last, decade plus. So, I always thought they were. And you know what? And you might be with me on this, Brady. When I think of San Diego State, I always think, how in the hell has that program never had an elite quarterback? And to me, that's one of the only things they've ever been missing.
Yeah, no question about it. Their football team's been just pretty good each and every year. And as you said, that basketball program, what are they, top 22 right now? They're always good. So they're always putting together big programs. But what's interesting with all this, Cody, is I don't know what's the future of the Pac-12 is going to be either. And, you know, people were tweeting last night. I was saying, it's like, well, what should CSU do? And probably same going for Wyoming. What should Wyoming do? It's like, don't jump on that bus right now, because I don't know what's going to happen with the Pac-12.
Yeah, who knows? You know, the way I look at it and the way I mention it to Wyoming fans is, as long as Wyoming and CSU are together, I don't care. I don't care where the Cowboys end up. I just want this to not go away, and I want to be with Colorado State wherever this crazy journey ends up. And, you know, that might not always be the case, because, you know, a lot of people think CSU could be a sleeping giant in a lot of ways, because they have the Denver market, but I'd argue Wyoming's got a lot of that Denver market as well. So it would be nice to just stay together. That's really my big deal when it comes to this alignment stuff.
Well, I was talking about this earlier, Cody. I was like, you know, I know that Rams fans hate the Buffs too. That's part of it. But I still think that if Deion Sanders is successful, I think that that's good for CSU. And you mentioned Wyoming with Denver market bleeding in. I think it's good for Wyoming too. I mean, how can that not be a good thing if the Buffs are good and then the Rams compete with them when that game's going to be nationally televised? I think that it spills over into Wyoming too.
Yeah, outside of Air Force, I mean, Colorado's been, you know, when it comes to major college football, has been a real black hole for a minute now. So, you know, he definitely is bringing the national attention. He's already won that battle. The national attention is definitely in Boulder. So we'll see if he, you know, can turn things around there. I don't know, man. I have a hard time thinking that Deion Sanders is going to be in Boulder for all that long. And if he has success, sure. I really don't think he's going to be there very long.
That's the tough part, too. And especially if the Pac-12, I mean, if you could only watch games on Apple TV, like he's going to want to be on ESPN. He's going to want to be on Fox. And if that contract, which they got, what, another year left, if that goes through, and Cody, maybe you know more about this than I do. If the Pac-12 goes with Apple TV after this year or whatever, is that exclusive then? Like right now, we don't see every Pac-12 game on ESPN and Fox, but we get a handful of games that we get to see. I think the Buffs are playing USC on Thursday or Friday on ESPN. Would that be exclusive to just Apple TV? We're talking zero Pac-12 games ever on ESPN and Fox?
Boy, you would think. You would think if they get the ultimate contract, I think, you know, that'll be part of the bargaining power, right, for both of them. And the Pac-12 is going to say, okay, well, if we're not going to ever appear on any other major networks, then, you know, you're going to pay up for it. And that's all there is to it. I mean, I can't imagine that Apple would want to share any of their pie. But, man, I don't know. You know, I know everybody thinks that everybody under the sun is cutting the cord and all that stuff. Maybe I'm the idiot. I'm not cutting the cord.
I'm
too scared to cut the cord, man. I have buddies who are, I go to their house and watch games, and I get to see the spinning wheel of death on their TV, and I'm like, never, dude, I'm never getting rid of cable.
No, my wife and I have talked about that all the time. And unfortunately, these little, you know, the Amazon Primes and Apple TV, they're continuing to just add different things. Now you're seeing NFL Sunday Tickets going to YouTube TV.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I told my wife, I said, you know, I still get a lot of college games. I still get Fox. I still get CBS. I still get ESPN. I get Altitude. I get all of these, the Rockies, although I only watch for about four games and then the season's over. But I get it, you know, and that's the thing. It's like if I cut the cable – if I cut the cord, then I don't get to see most of the things that I actually like to watch on as far as the sports scene goes.
Yeah, and for me, you know, obviously you need CBS Sports Network and FS1, you know, for Mountain West games. But also, you know, I watch all the Phillies games and Sabres games on the packages, and those are only available on DirecTV. So DirecTV is not going anywhere anytime soon. I don't trust this. I don't trust it, and maybe that's just, you know, living in the sticks. But I don't like it at all.
No, I'm right there with you. I said this, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. I said these Netflixes and Amazon Primes, I think they're going to they're going to destroy each other because they're all competing against each other. And I get it. DirecTV and Dish and Comcast have competed over the years too. But the problem, the difference between that is you can get the same stuff on those networks. This one is like, oh, I have to get Peacock to watch Yellowstone. I have to get Amazon Prime to watch Thursday Night Football now. Maybe I'm going to have to get Apple TV to watch a Pac-12 game. I mean, that's sooner or later people are just – I'll tell you what, Cody, you look at Altitude's situation with Comcast and Dish. I think fans were upset for a while, and now they're just like, oh, I guess I don't ever get to watch the Avs and Nuggets. I'll just move on. And I think that there's a lot of fans that have just done that, unfortunately.
And that's so insane when you have two players down there in Denver right now that are generational types with the Avs and the Nuggets. That's just – oh, you're missing such a boat here. And to me, you know, I always compare it to this. In the early 2000s, Wyoming had a football coach, Vic Koning, and things were really bad. I'm talking 5 wins in 3 years bad. And, of course, at the same time, Colorado State's winning Mountain West Championships to make matters even worse. And they're doing it with Wyoming players. And to me, you lost almost a half a generation of Wyoming fans there because you were so bad. And to me, it can be that same exact way because, I mean, we all can't afford to go to NBA and NHL games on the regular. You need eyeballs sitting there watching those games on TV to make sure you have fans for life.
It's insane to me. You just said it. You got Nathan MacKinnon. You got Nikola Jokic. Yeah. You got a soon-to-be three-time MVP. You got the Stanley Cup winners from last year. And there's a gigantic portion of people that haven't been able to watch that run for the last 3 years. It's insanity.
It is, man, especially, you know, obviously, you know, I don't watch basketball, but, man, Nathan MacKinnon is, he's incredible. He's the Avalanche should be, what, three-time defending Stanley Cup champs at this point. That's how much talent they have on that team. So they are just, they're incredible. I hate them so much, but they are so good. They are so good. They're fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, Cody, before we let you go, man, prediction time. 5 years from now, do you think the Mountain West Conference will be the way it is right now, or are we going to see something completely different?
Oh, God. See, that's the thing, Brady. Who do you add?
I don't know.
You're not just adding teams to add teams, and, you know, Tom Berman has talked to me about that. You know, he looks at the Mountain West as a pie. You're not just sharing your pie to add another team. And I think we kind of all feel like we kind of saw that with San Jose State, for instance. You know, just why are we giving them some pie? And that seemed kind of weird at the time. But I don't think you're throwing New Mexico State a piece of pie. I don't think you're throwing UTEP a piece of pie. As much as I respect those programs, you just can't. But I don't know. I think to me, you keep waiting maybe and see if a Washington State and an Oregon State gets left out in the cold.
Yeah, that was what you know. We really ramped that up last year. I sure thought that might happen soon. Because the state of the Pac-12, I thought the Pac-12 was going to dissolve quickly right before the season started. But maybe this, and again, we talked about this, like the college football playoff expansion, that's the saving grace here that could save conferences like the Mountain West, because if you're Wyoming or CSU, you go tear it up and you run the show and you win your conference title and you somehow get in the top 20 or whatever that looks like, you've got a chance to go to the playoffs, a realistic path to go to the playoffs for a Mountain West team.
No doubt. And, you know, hopefully that becomes Craig Thompson's trademark that we look back and think, you know, look at the gift he left us. So hopefully that'll be the case because he did fight his tail off for it. And so far, so good. They appear to be sharing a little piece of their pie.
No question about it. The thing of it is, though, if in the next 6 years a group of five school keeps getting in and they just keep getting annihilated, then I just worry that then the college football playoff reorganizes this. So these are big years. These are big years coming up. Very important years for both programs. And this is why Rams fans are hating me today. But I'm like, dude, root for the Cowboys when you're not playing them. Root for the Buffs because we need those games to be better when they're going up against each other.
Yeah, no, I get it, man. It's hard. It's hard. Yeah, no, I get it.
It's like you drinking a craft beer, man. It's difficult, but it's necessary sometimes, man.
That's impossible, but I promise you, CSU fans, I always pull for the Buffs when they play you. I promise. I do my part.
You sure do, man. Cody, appreciate you, man. I'll be looking out for your stuff for updates on Jeff Linder, of course. But, man, always appreciate your work, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, I'll see you Friday, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. All right, sounds good, dude. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. 1:34 the time on Gel. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.